now joined by our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Hi, Henry. Henry is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to the other Henry Hudson guy. Out in the Hudson River, each week we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island have been between 42 and 44 degrees, 10 degrees cooler than last week's high. Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that the U.S. Coast Guard moved its closed-door discussions about possible Hudson River large barge anchorage sites to Albany this week. The previous week, the Coast Guard held 2 days of meetings in Poughkeepsie for a, quote, ports and waterways assessment, unquote, studying transportation risks on the river. The Coast Guard has said since last year that it needs places to park large ships on the Hudson River, though their proposal met with much resistance from New York State officials, local government leaders, and environmental groups. Rear Admiral Stephen Poland says the assessment is a, quote, process that allows us to take a really close look at risks, navigational and environmental risks, associated with particular waterway, and it helps us inform and give us a better understanding of what those risks are and how we may mitigate those risks, unquote, according to the Mid-Hudson News Network. Coast Guard has invited the Hudson River Pilots, Hudson River Waterfront Alliance, Sierra Club, Tug and Barge Committee of New York, New Jersey, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, Riverkeeper, Scenic Hudson, McAllister Towing, Pace University, and Samalot Marine, but not the public or media to the meetings. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law in October that allows the Department of Environmental Conservation to consider potential environmental and waterfront impacts of transporting petroleum on state waterways such as the Hudson River. That came after the Coast Guard withdrew its large barge anchorage proposal earlier in the summer. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Riverkeeper, the Hudson Environmental Group, released an analysis of water quality data November 16th, showing that 21% of Hudson River estuary samples failed to meet federal safe swimming guidelines. Riverkeeper is suggesting that $4.8 billion needs to be spent to improve water quality in the Hudson River and its tributaries. Quote, while most parts of the Hudson River estuary are safe for swimming on most days, persistent water quality problems continue to challenge our river and its tributaries. We've put a price tag on this challenge to highlight the critical importance of New York State landmark clean water investments and to call for renewed investments by the federal government, unquote, said Dan Shapley, Riverkeeper's Water Quality Program Director. Shapley said the state is working on the river, but they need more help from the federal government. Quote, Governor Cuomo and the New York State Legislature have made the biggest commitment to clean water in a generation with the passage of the Water Infrastructure Improvement Act in 2015 and the Clean Water Infrastructure Act in 2017, unquote, Shapley said. Quote, we are calling on the federal government to match the state investments so we can accelerate the pace of water quality improvements, unquote. In our area, Riverkeeper is calling for $715 million in spending on the Hudson River estuary watershed, the tidal portion of the river north of New York City and south of the Troy Dam, including its tributaries. Combined sewer overflows remain significant causes of water quality problems. Outside of New York City, 16 communities in the Hudson River rely, at least in part, on combined sewers that carry both stormwater and sewage and overflow into the Hudson or its tributaries at more than 210 discharge points when it rains. Locally, Coxsackie, Catskill, and Hudson all release combined sewer overflows regularly after heavy rains. See the full report at the Riverkeeper's website. Kathleen Moore reports in the Post-Star that Environmental Protection Agency officials said in Saratoga November 16th that dangerous quantities of PCBs have been discovered in the dirt on the banks of the Hudson River. At a meeting with a community group, EPA Project Director Gary Klausinski said, quote, what we're talking about is when the water goes out and you can walk in there, get mud on you, and bring it out with you. I think the Department of Health would say you should wash that mud off your feet before you go inside. But if you put a picnic blanket down and you have the potential to ingest that mud, that's a very different thing, unquote. General Electric Company, which is responsible for putting the PCBs into the river, has agreed to test the riverbanks, but has not yet agreed to clean up the riverbanks. Read the full story in the Post Star. The Daily News reports that Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino has given up his legal battle to keep the Indian Point nuclear power plant open. On November 16th, Astorino's lawyers filed paperwork to end two lawsuits he filed earlier this year to force the state to conduct a full environmental review of Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to close the plant. Quote, while the county executive still fully believes in the suit's merits, he felt it was inappropriate for him to continue with it given the change of administrations, unquote, said Astorino's spokesperson Gerald McKinstry. Astorino lost his election earlier this month to Democratic State Senator George Latimer, and the Indian Point nuclear plant is along the Hudson River, south of our listening area. This has been this week's edition of Hudson River Stories, told to Henry the Hudson Whale. Tune in again next week for more Tales of the Hudson River.